everyone, welcome to Engineered Unicorns episode 4. This is a June 2020 episode, and as I'm recording this, it's Blackout Tuesday because of the recent protests in the United States of America and the protests against police violence. So I decided to switch the format up a bit. Which means today I will not only give you normal recommendations just for books that are interesting or that will be released, but I also had a look through my reading list and found the books by Black authors, and I will give you some hints as to what authors you could read, which I liked and which colleagues of mine liked. So they aren't always in the fantasy genre, they are also contemporary or romance, but nevertheless they are by Black authors and very interesting and really well written, so they are definitely worth a read in my opinion. I also will give you some recommendations for LGBTQ plus books. For one thing, it will be by authors who identify by these letters or as different from cisgender or from heterosexual. And I will also give you some recommendations for books that have gay characters, gay main characters, and that are fun and enjoyable to read, and where the gay character doesn't have an ill fate at the end, because quite often if you watch Hollywood movies, gay characters are either the nice sidekick, or if they are the main character, they often have a not so nice end. So I will make an effort to give you some book lists and book recs that are positive. So, May 2020 wasn't much better than the other months before. I don't know what it is with this year, but it seems it's getting progressively worse. Reading-wise, May was quite good for me. I read 6 books and about 1,800 pages. One of the books that I finished was Jennifer Strange and Mr. Norrell.
Hi there. Quick update. It's Saturday the 9th, I think. 8th? 9th? Whatever. I just finished Jennifer Strange and Mr. Norrell yesterday evening. And it was quite interesting, the ending. And I gave it 4.5 stars. A very solid 4.5. The half one, it is downgraded from 5 stars is because women don't matter much in this story, while they in the end try to get Arabella Strange out. The women don't do anything themselves, and that's just not right in my opinion. I mean, it is written as if it's part of this time where it plays out, but it's nevertheless written by an author from today, so, and a female author, so I don't think it's all right to just focus on the men and their actions. And I just realized at the end that Susanna Clarke talked much more about the inner thoughts and reasons behind Stephen Black, which is a servant, which you think that he's not a main character like Mr. Norrell or Jonathan Strange. But turns out Stephen Black is quite important. And at the end, there's in the last 2 hours of the book, I don't know which pages, it happens quite a lot. One of the fun things that happens is that Mr. Norrell doesn't find his own library because he had it magically hidden away. There's a labyrinth around it, and normally you don't find it if you're a normal person. And because Mr. Strange shifted it around, even Mr. Norrell couldn't find his own library, which was quite funny. And then there's another story happening with the fairy lord, which is also on the one hand very funny, on the other hand it's quite bad, and what he does. Anyway, I'm through. It was 900 pages. I still highly recommend it, but I hope that Susanna Clarke talks more about women and their actions and then future books. There's one coming out in September, which is called Piranesi, which I'm looking forward to. So much for that book. I'm still reading The Fire Defend by Yigal Carrier, which is just fabulous. I absolutely love it. And I just started My Lady Jane by an Orphan Trio, and it's quite funny. It's also historical fiction, and it's also magical, and and they took part of the English history and rewritten it how they like and how they would have liked it to happen, and switched out names because they didn't like them. So it's a very self-aware book, and this makes it a lot more funny. It's quite enjoyable, in my opinion. I'm reading it as an audiobook. You can't have it, at least currently, it's not available via the public library system in Karlsruhe, but I'm pretty sure it's available elsewhere as a library book, because it's not the newest one. It's part of a trilogy, and it's quite funny. So if you like historical fiction that is magically enhanced and it's alternated, so it's alternate history, then this is really the thing for you, I think. And so far I'm about an hour in, and it's really funny. I mean, it's, they have shifters, so it's actually a shifter romance, which is funny enough. And then they also had Henry VIII, which is just part of the backstory. And Henry VIII, if you don't know him, he was the king who had, I think, 8 wives. And there was this the last one, the last wife, outlived him. And the narrator and the authors were like, ha! I highly recommend it, even though I'm only about 7% in, so definitely worth a read, especially in times like this. I hope you are all right, and see you soon.
And I started several other books. One was, they mentioned, My Lady Jane, and I'm currently reading quite a lot of different books. There's a book about linguistics, which I read for work. There's a book about what's happening in the world by a German author, so it won't be further talked about in this episode and in this podcast, because there's enough German language podcasts out there, and I don't need to add to this. And I am also reading some romance. I'm also reading some fantasy. So currently I think I have about 7 books that I'm reading, depending on the hour of the day and my current mood. Funnily enough, I'm also reading Red, White and Royal Blue. And this is a romance book. It's a gay romance book and contemporary, and it's a romance between the Prince of Wales and the first son of the female president of the United States. It's a fictional book, and it supposes that not the president that the USA have now, but instead they have a female president, Clermont, she's called. And her son is falling in love with the Prince of Wales, which is also a fictional character, actually. And it's quite lovely. And fun thing is, there are still some representatives that are actual characters. And in this book, they are mentioned. And yeah, I think the author is definitely a Democrat and not happy with what is going down outside there. And so it was published last year. It was a really big thing. And it is sometimes a bit too much in the current environment, especially with the protests and what's happening out there. But nevertheless, I quite like it so far. So let's get back to the real stuff. I do have, again, a fantasy book to recommend to you, and I do have a non-fiction book to recommend to you. And the fictional book is Defy or Defend by Gail Carriger, and the non-fiction book is The Order of Time by Carlo Rovelli. Gail Carriger is my favorite author for fiction and fantasy books. She has quite a lot of humorous books out, and Defy or Defend was just released in May, on May 3rd, and I read it in 4 days. It's a short novel, and it's based in her Parasol universe, and you can read it as a standalone, but I would recommend it to have read her Parasol Protectorate series and the Finishing School series, because the main character, Dimity, is actually a character which we first meet in the Finishing School series. It's all based in a universe that is close to ours, but it's not the same. So it's in Victorian times. Dimity is a spy. She saves a vampire hive. So we also have vampires and werewolves. And while they don't like each other, they do live together in relative harmony, at least in Great Britain. And they aren't as accepted around the world in that universe. But Great Britain has let them become a part of the society. It's quite an elaborate universe, and the werewolves and the vampires are part of the high society. Especially the vampires are lords and ladies, and they are well regarded. And the werewolves are more like the soldiers of the Great Britain, so they tend to be part of the royal army. Dimity is a spy, and she was a main character, or main side character, in the Finishing School series. And the Finishing School was a school for ladies, but this school was floating about the British landscape, and their young ladies were trained to be spies. It's quite a fun series, so I highly recommend it, especially as those books are exploring class and gender and gay characters tend to be very self-sufficient. The women are definitely protagonists, and they do make their own decisions and are willful in a positive sense, and I quite like them. You can easily understand them, where they come from. At least I can easily understand them and their behavior. Dimity is a character I didn't really bond with in the Finishing School series. I like her quite well in this novel, in Defy or Defend, and I quite like her love interest, Crispin. And the vampires are also very, very funny. And it's also funny to see the problems that the Vampire Queen has and how they play out. They are quite understandable from a female point of view. Yeah, with all Gail Carriger's books, you have very strong female characters. You also have LGBTQ characters who hold their own and which are definitely a part of this series. So it's also good to read this month, as June is Pride Month, which is why I also recommend all of her books if you like stories in that kind of vein, and which are whimsical and good-natured, and where in the end everything works out except for the bad guys. And the bad guys are not just one-dimensional. You don't go in there and woo, the vampires are the bad guys, or woo, the ghouls, or whatever. I don't think even she has ghouls in it. Anyway, you don't have one-dimensional bad characters. You have always good characters or good people with the vampires. One of the main characters, well, not in this, it's not a main character in this novel, but in this universe, there's a main character, which is called Lord Akeldama. And he's so funny. And he's a vampire and he's really old. And it's always fun to see him and to have him make an appearance in one of her novels or in her novellas. So you have bad vampires, definitely. There are also bad werewolves. There are bad humans. As a matter of fact, in this novel, there's a bad human. So all her characters tend to have depth, and her novels are definitely worth a read. And she's one of my auto-buy offers, which means whenever she puts something else, I will get it and read it. And yeah, I definitely recommend her books in whatever order you want to read. Or you go to her website. There you can also find a list of her books and in what order they are intended to be read. The first series you should start with is the Parasol Protectorate. And then the Finishing School books, then the novellas, which is Defy or Defend, and Poison or Protect is the other one. And then she has a Gay Shifter Romance series, which she publishes under her pen name, and which are the San Andreas Shifters. It's a really good series, if you ask me. They are quite fun. So if you want to read a Gay Shifter Romance or something like this in June, because it's Gay Pride Month, then definitely check those books out. The second book I want to recommend to you is a non-fiction book, which is called The Order of Time by Carlo Rovelli. Carlo Rovelli is a physicist and he is Italian. And a few years back he wrote the book Seven Short Lectures on Physics. And I do have the German edition, and you can get the German edition also in Karlsruhe's libraries. But what I'm recommending to you today is The Order of Time by him, and you can get it at the American Library in Karlsruhe. And it's a short book, you only have 182 pages, and it's mostly free of any equations, because I don't like equations either. I do like non-fiction books on physics or even mathematics, but I don't like to get into the nitty-gritty of mathematical equations or stuff like this. So you will be spared those things in his books. And he is also a writer who is quite poetic. As a matter of fact, one John Benville by the Irish Times said, "Physics has found its poet," and it's definitely very poetic. It's very nicely written. And as a matter of fact, he starts out with this sentence, which I find quite interesting and quite astonishing. "Let's begin with a simple fact. Time passes faster in the mountains than it does at sea level." The reason that he gives for that is actually that time is stretched thin in the mountains, in a quite a real sense, because what he says is that time, or not he, but actually it was Albert Einstein which came up with this, is that time doesn't exist in itself. It's space-time that we're looking at, and space-time, or physics found out, is bendable. And if you have more mass, then you bend space-time, which leads to gravitational pull and stuff like this. So the fact is that when you get into the mountains, you have the fabric of the universe is spread thin, which means you have literally less time up there, which is why you have this thing that time passes faster in the mountains than it does at sea level. I hope I just did not make it completely weird. and he takes apart time as we know it in this book. Then he looks into it quite well, and then at the end he puts time together. And the funny thing is, it's quite mind-bending. The first part is easy enough. I did get troubled in the second part because you need to wrap your head around certain things. So it's sometimes quite hard to follow. He actually warns before those two chapters that now it gets down into the nitty-gritty and it's quite hard to follow. And in the end, he puts it all together nice and neat, or nice and neat as far as you can do. Because a lot of it is still theory and it's not proven, as the relativity theory by Einstein, which is proven quite well, but it's still considered a theory. So time is still quite a mind-bending subject, and so I definitely recommend it. It's only 182 pages, but I also needed several days to read it. It's not definitely not a book that you just can push through in a day and take everything with you. You need to think it through. At least it was that way for me. So definitely worth a read. And same goes for his other book. And both books are available at the Breeze in Karlsruhe. And what I also wanted to recommend to you are the books by black authors that I read. One book that I read last year is If It Makes You Happy by Claire Kahn, or Ken, published last year, and you can get it at the American Library. And it's a fictional novel and romance, and you would put it probably in the young adult age range. So If It Makes You Happy is quite a nice book. I really liked it, and it was really interesting because it was a coming of age story, and we follow the main female character and how she experiences her summer at her grandma's, and I recommend it. Another book that I just recently read, and which was also published last year, is Get a Life, Chloe Brown by Talia Hibbert. And Talia Hibbert is a UK-based author. Get a Life, Chloe Brown is a romance novel. And what I liked about it is that you get not only the day-to-day life experience by black female, but you also get to follow female character, main character, who isn't just your happy-go-lucky or something like this. She does have an underlying health issue, and so does her love interest. And they do both have to overcome those issues. And when, since it's romance, you know what happens. And I quite like it. And another author, which is black and which is actually writing in the genre that this podcast is most interested in, is N.K. Jemisin. And she has published just recently another new book, but I haven't read it, and my colleague Lisa hasn't read it. But Lisa has read the Broken Earth trilogy, and she highly recommends it. So those are definitely books that we recommend here. And you will find also in the blog post at the website of Campus Radio a list of fantasy books by black authors, or better, a link to a list, which is provided on Goodreads and which goes by year. As a matter of fact, today several books by black authors are published, and you can look into them at Goodreads. And another list that is provided by Book Riot, it's best LGBTQ fantasy books. So the link will be up on the Campus Radio webpage too. And now I will give you book recommendations by LGBTQ plus offers that I read or that I have on my TBR. One of my favorite offers and that I've read is TJ Klun, and he has read, yeah, he has read naturally a lot, but he has just also published a new book, and which I'm still reading. And one of my favorite books, and which also is fully fantasy and which I should definitely talk about in a special episode, is The Lightning Struck Heart, which is a gay romance and fantasy book. It was published in 2015 and it's quite hilarious. And actually, in this book, he has a character, a side character, which is a unicorn, which is gay, which has then eventually a relationship with a gay dragon. So that's quite funny, if you ask me. And I more or less gave this this podcast this name, Engineered Unicorns, because I was thinking about this unicorn when I created this podcast. So you just so you know, this is one of the books that was the reason for this name. And another offer that I haven't tried out, but that was recommended to me by Bria and Mallory by the Reading Glasses podcast, which is also a podcast that I highly recommend and that I listen to every Thursday because then the new episode drops. The author is Charlie Jane Enders, and The City in the Middle of the Night is a science fiction book which was published just 2 or 3 months ago. I bought it right before we went into lockdown. It's called The City in the Middle of the Night. I haven't read it so far, but I really want to read it. She has written quite a lot more, and she's a trans author. And as I've said before, there will be a link to a queer fantasy book list on the webpage. So, last but not least, I want to give a shout out to another podcast that I quite like, which is called Breaking the Glass Slipper. Women in Science Fiction, Fantasy and Horror. And this podcast, which is completely just spoken, it's discussions on different topics, and they have also quite interesting episodes on African authors and how these authors and these stories aren't so well known. And personally, I will also look into having more African authors in my TBR and that I read. Because when I looked into it today to find those authors, I already knew 2 of those authors. Because I don't have so often black authors in my lineup. Which is not that I don't want to read them. You don't have so many books out there by them, or they aren't stocked that often in the bookstores. So you definitely have to look out for them. So last but not least, I wanted to give you a heads up for the books that will be published this month. Let's start again, or mention again, Christelle Dabos. Im Sturm der Echos, the 4th book of the Mirror Visitor series. I initially thought, or initially it was planned to be released in May, but turns out they weren't fast enough with the translation from French to German, and so they had to push back the publishing date. I'm sorry that I said last month that it would be released in May, which was the original one, so they will probably publish it around June 22nd, hopefully, if everything goes to plan. And another book that will be released just one day later, probably, is Talia Hibbert's Take a Hint, Danny Brown. So this is the 2nd book from this series, which is the Black Orphan that I just mentioned from Get a Life, Chloe Brown. And I'm quite looking forward to the 2nd book because I like her writing. And another book that will be released today, June 2nd, is Bethany C. Morrow, A Song Below Water. It's also a fantasy book, so you might want to look into it. Maybe it is something for you. I'm not sure if it is my cup of tea. But anyway, you might have a completely different point of view regarding those books. So those are the books that I find interesting that are going to be published in June 2020. The next episode will come out in July. It will be on Sunday the 5th of July. And hopefully June will be a bit better. But with 2020, all bets are off. I just don't know what to say anymore to this year. It's crazy. So everyone stay safe and hopefully have a nice June. This was the 4th episode of Engineered Unicorns. My name is Sandy Eschke. Music, as always, by Erwin Schmidt. Hear you soon.